All right, Daniel, you got your hand way up there. What one would we sing? Number 5. Oh, that's one of my favorite ones. You know, when we're at home at the Grinton house, my daughter plays this on the piano for me, and she plays it in a way that I like it so much. It gets everybody happy and excited. Are you happy to be here this morning? Okay, let's sing. It's a happy day, isn't it, to be here, to have Sunday school. Okay, Sammy. 25. Number 25. All right, let's sing the first and the last verse of number 25. Is that good? Okay, all right.
Life at best is very brief, like the falling of a leaf, like the binding of a sheaf. Be in time. Fleeting days are telling fast, that the die will soon be cast, and the fatal line be passed. Be in time. Be in time. Calls you, be in time. If in sin you longer wait, you may find no open gate, and your cry be just too late. Be in time. Sinner, heed the warning voice, make the Lord your happy choice, then all heaven will rejoice. Into light from the west.
That's a nice one, Sammy, because, you know, the first one we had was, oh, happy day, and we agreed it was a happy day, but the last verse, it says, make the Lord your happy choice, and all heaven will rejoice. And, you know, there's a verse that we read often in Luke 15, it says, likewise I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth, over one sinner that comes and asks the Lord Jesus to wash their sins away and save them. Did you have one you wanted to sing?
46.
Number 46. Thank you. Number 46. Very good, thank you. Anybody else have one they'd like to sing? That's three. Perfect. Okay.
Number 44.
Very good. That's a favorite one of mine. You know, when I was your age, we had that big gospel tent, and Mr. Blenner has it, would come to Laurinville, and he'd set that big tent up in St. John, and we'd go, and his son Stan would stand up in front of everybody, and boy, he really sang this so well, and we would all sing it. It's a really good song, isn't it? Okay, who else? This lady right here. Number 47. You know, that hymn is from a verse in the Bible as well. In Malachi chapter 3, it says, "And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in the day when I make up my jewels." Very nice hymn. Thank you. All right. Way, way down there. He was. We're going to sing that. That's good. Okay, is that on here anywhere? Okay. Very good. Wow. Wonderful singers. Do you have a hymn? Okay, which one?
I want to do that one that we just did again.
Oh, I like that one too. I agree. Let's do that one again. Zacchaeus? Okay. Do you want to stand up here too? No? Okay. All right, we're probably going to sing another song in a few minutes, but that was very good. I've asked this question before after we sang that hymn. Would you be happy if the Lord Jesus came to Bangor today? Who here would go out and climb up in a tree to see the Lord Jesus? Yeah, I think I would too. You know, Zacchaeus was pretty excited to go and see the Lord Jesus. Can you imagine what it must have been like when the Lord Jesus stopped and he looked up and he said, "Zacchaeus, I'm going to come and visit you today. Come on down. Let's go to your house." What would you think if the Lord Jesus said, "I'm going to go to your house"? That'd be pretty exciting, wouldn't it? Would you be ready for that? No? Well, you know, he would be pretty happy to come visit you just the way you are. Well, you know, what I brought here today is something that I've done a number of times. And when I was about your age in Laurinville, Mr. Bill Roach stood up and he did this. And I was just amazed by it. And I hope I can do it as good as he did. But what I want to talk to you about is how we are in our hearts. When we're born, and even when we're little, and sometimes when we get older and bigger too. In Romans 3, who can tell me that there's a verse there in Romans 3 that talks about how we all are? Does anybody know it? Romans 3 and 23. For all
have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Excellent, Sam. Thank you. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Does everybody here believe that they're a sinner? Everybody here. It says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Well, the Lord Jesus came from heaven, tells us that in God's Word. And He came down and He died on the cross, didn't He? They nailed Him up to that cross of wood. And He took all of our sins on His body there, on Himself. He paid the punishment that we deserve for that, for our sins. And then He shed His precious blood. And that's what I want to talk to you about a little bit. Your sins. We read that verse in Luke chapter 15 about the sinner that repenteth, and if you come to him and be saved. And you know, it's so important, little ones, young people, to be saved when you're young, when you're small, to trust in the Lord right away. I want to tell you this story, and I actually didn't plan on telling this, and it upsets me a little bit, so hopefully it won't upset you, but you know the hymn that we sing often? It says, I think it's on here somewhere. A little child of 7, or even 3 or 4. Well, have you ever gone to a parade? Have you ever gone to a parade? I've gone to lots of parades. There's big trucks, you know, and they come around the corner and you see the people on the parades and you look and you have fun. Well, in Nova Scotia, just a few weeks ago, there was a little girl and she was 3 years old. Who here is 3 years old? Is anybody here 3? Nobody here 3. Oh, way back there. Very good. So you're not very old, but you understood you're 3. This little girl was 3 years old and her whole family was there watching this parade. And you know, she ran out a little bit to see the truck coming because her uncle, I believe, was driving the truck. And nobody saw her. And she got run over by the truck. And she died. And so that's why it's so important that you know that you're a sinner and that you ask the Lord Jesus to wash your sins away right now if you believe in Him. If you trust in Him that He died for you and shed His precious blood, He can wash your sins all away right now. Look at that. I hope that wasn't too much. You see that? Do you remember that hymn? And we're going to sing it. My heart was black with sin. I think the new book says my heart was stained with sin. That's what we look like. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's what your heart looks like. Stained with sin. Can you get rid of that? You can't. You're right. You cannot get rid of that. Not by yourself. Not by yourself, but there's a verse. I think it's in 1 John chapter 1. It talks about the blood of Jesus Christ. Does anybody know that verse?
The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all
sin. Right. Very good. That's very good. Is it number 7, I think, right? 1 John 1 and number 7 at the end. Verse 7 says, the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin. So, the Lord Jesus went to the cross, we talked about that, and He shed His precious blood so that if you and I trust in Him, He would wash away our sins. And He would get rid of them. I did this at home, and it didn't work very well. So, James helped me, and we got two cups. It's almost clear, isn't it? Is it clear now? Well, doesn't that look a lot better?
Yeah.
It does, doesn't it? Which heart would you like to have? Daniel? The clean one is what I was thinking. You see that? Quite different, isn't it? Which one do you like? Yeah, I know, it's pretty, isn't it? It is pretty. Well, I was thinking of how ugly stain is. I was thinking how clean this is. And I would like everybody's heart to be clean. You know, when I was little, I asked the Lord Jesus to wash my sins away, and I know He did. I trust that He did. And you can too if you haven't done it. There's a verse in Isaiah chapter 1. Who can turn to Isaiah chapter 1 and read that for me? Isaiah chapter 1. And just the very first part of verse 16. You got it? Okay. Stand up and read it clear for us.
Isaiah 1:16.
Yep.
Wash you, make you clean, put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes, cease to do evil.
Okay, read verse 18 for us too, please.
Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be as red as crimson, they shall be as wool.
Right. Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet. That's what they look like in your heart. Your sins as scarlet, red. They shall be as white as snow. Nice and clear. You know, Mr. House spoke last night and he talked about the Lord looks and He can see your sin. He looks at your heart. And He can see all that you do. He sees into your heart and He sees that sin. I think that verse was in Psalms chapter 53. It says in verse 3, they are altogether become filthy. We're filthy, it says. But in chapter 51, it says, purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean. Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. And verse 10 says, create in me a clean heart. A clean heart. Who wants a clean heart? I do. I want to have a clean heart. Well, boys and girls, to have a clean heart is a wonderful thing. But once you have that clean heart, I want to talk to you about what happens after for a moment. And people have probably heard me say this verse a lot lately. It's very important to me. And I try to consider this verse with everything that I do in my life once my heart has been cleaned. Who can turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10? Put up your hand if you get there. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Way down here. Yeah. Can you read verse 31, please? Nice and loud. Right. Thank you. And you know, you've got a clean heart now if you've asked the Lord Jesus to wash your sins away. But now you have a responsibility that whatever you do for the glory of God. Mr. Allen, he prayed yesterday and he mentioned that very thing in his prayer, I remember. And so I want to tell you that, you know, if you have something like this, Do you like to keep it like that? Do you have dolls and toys that you like to keep clean?
Yeah.
Do you? And what happens when they get a stain on them? Daniel?
It stays there.
It stays there. You know, it really does, and it's kind of messy, and it gets all over the place, and it doesn't look as nice anymore. Look at that. Do you think the Lord wants us to take that clean heart and put sin in it again? Do you think He wants us to do that? No, He tells us to go and sin no more. He tells us in 1 John chapter 2 to not sin anymore. He doesn't want us to do that. He says, whatever you do, do it for My glory. Do it for Me. And so, you know, every little thing that we do in our life, we need to ask Him. We need to ask Him to help us to only do the good thing and the right thing so that we please Him. You know, it tells us in Revelation, I think it's chapter 7, that we're going to have robes of white. He tells us in chapter 19 as well in Revelation. But those in the robes of white in Revelation 7, He says that they are those that are washed in the blood of the Lamb, made clean. He gives us robes of white to wear. Why do we want to soil it? We shouldn't. You know, I like to go ATVing. You know, four-wheeling. Does anybody have an ATV and four-wheeler? Yeah? Well, a few years ago, and I hope I don't get in trouble for telling this story, but we went ATVing, and I had, my wife was driving one, and I was driving one, and she had this really nice shirt. And she wanted to keep it really nice. However, who likes to get muddy on the ATV? I do. And we were driving along on this road, you know, and there was a big mud puddle. And my wife was ahead of me a little bit. And I thought, if I just drive really fast for a moment, I can hit that puddle just before my wife gets to it. And she'll get all covered in the mud. And at the time, I thought it was a really good idea. I really did. And you know, her shirt looked like that. And it was a nice shirt. And after I hit the puddle, it took me a moment, but my heart started to beat faster. And I thought, oh boy, I didn't really think that through. And I looked back, and it wasn't just, you know, wet, dirty water. It was cling to you mud. And it was dark mud. It was filthy. And I looked back with a sheepish grin, and there was my wife covered in this mud. You could no longer see any white. It was gone. So, I tell that story because it is fun, but I tell it because I didn't really think about what I did before I did it. And I created a filthy mess. I created a filthy mess. You know, the Lord tells us that He looks upon us. In Ephesians, book of Ephesians, we know this verse well. Chapter 5. This is why Christ died for you and I. Who is at Ephesians chapter 5? Somebody, yes, way down there. Stand up for us and read read verse 26. And 27. Right. Very good. Thank you. So, holy and without blemish, not having spot or any such thing. And that's why He died for you and I, so that He could take these away And he could create in us a clean heart like this, with these robes of white, robes of righteousness, doing the right things, and for his glory and honor. Does everybody understand that? You know, there's another verse that I like, and I mentioned this at Hamer Bay, I think it was, in Daniel. Does anybody know where Daniel is? Book of Daniel. Does everybody remember Daniel? What happened to Daniel? He had three friends. What happened, Daniel? Is there a lion's den? Lion's den? Do you remember that? And what about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, his friends? They got put in a... Yes? What was it? Well, it was like that. It was the fiery furnace, wasn't it? It was really, really burned place to burn them up, wasn't it? Yeah, that's right. Daniel chapter 1, I like this verse because we're all children and the Lord loves us. And verse 4, who can read verse 4? Right here. Right. Perfect, right there. Thank you. To stand in the king's palace. You know, they were children whom was no blemish, well-favored. That's you and I. No blemish, well-favored. If we've asked the Lord Jesus to wash our sins away, and the ability to stand in the king's palace. And he wants to have us come before him in those robes of white. He looks down and he sees you as perfect, and he loves you. So, I want you to understand that he wants us to consider everything that we do in our lives as believers for him, and that it's for his glory and honor, and that we ask him for help in doing that. Can we do that? Do you pray? Do you pray? You know, that's how you can talk to the Lord Jesus. And he loves to hear us talk to him. And if you're concerned about anything, you can take it to him. But if you just want to know, Lord, would this be for thy glory and honor? Would this be something that you would have me to do? Just ask him. And if it's something for us older ones too, you know, we do that. And if it's something in the assembly, we do that. So, who thought that was pretty neat? Yeah, that was fun. Okay, who has on something black? Right, this man was the first one to put his hand up, right here. You come stand up here. Okay. Until the Savior came in, his precious blood. I see a nice red sweater right here. You want to stand up here? Precious blood, I know, has washed me white. Sally, you got a white hat. You want to come stand up here? Sarita, I mean. Sorry. Sally. Yeah. Sarita, you want to stand up with your white hat? Okay. My heart was black with sin until the Savior came in. His precious blood, I know, has washed me right here. Right here. White as snow. And in God's Word... Do you want to hold up the Bible? Come on up. And in God's Word, I'm told, I'll walk the streets of gold. Who has gold? Oh, you have a nice gold tie. Come on up. Boom. Okay. Keep going. There you go. Okay, you remember that hymn? Okay, you got to hold your Bible up high when they say it. Okay, you ready? Very good. Excellent. Okay, have your seats. Well, So we understand that the Lord has the strength by His blood to wash our sins away. And we understand that if we trust in Him and ask Him to wash our sins away, that He will. And then we understand that He gives us a clean heart and that we should keep it clean. And that we should ask Him for help so that we do it for Him. Right? Does everybody understand that now? Good. Okay. What we didn't do was verses. And so, if anybody has a verse, we would love to hear you say it. So, go ahead. Yes. Very good. Is that in Ephesians? Oh no, that's the other one, Colossians. There you go. Very good. I'd have to look that up. Yes. Keep going. That at the name of Jesus.
That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in the things of heaven and things of earth and the things under the earth. Philippians 2:10.
Very good. Yes. That at the name? That at the name of Jesus?
In the name of Jesus.
Every knee?
Every knee.
Should bow?
Should bow.
Of things in heaven?
Of things of heaven.
Things of earth?
Things of earth.
Things. Under the earth.
Under the
earth.
Philippians 2:10.
Very good. Wow. Okay. I'll go here first. Yes. Very good. John 3:16. Very good. Okay, I'm going to go right here. John 3:16. Very good. Oh, sorry. Nice. Very good. Yes. Wow, very good. You guys know that one well. Sammy, you had one?
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Genesis 1, verse 1.
Right, and you already did two other ones for me too, didn't you? Daniel.
In the beginning, God made the world.
Genesis in the beginning. Yeah, you said it right. Very good. Excellent. Uh-oh. Okay, who else? Yes. Very good. Did you have one too? Okay, go ahead. What was your verse? No? Okay. Do you want to do the same one? In the beginning? God created the heaven and the earth. Very good. Excellent. This is why I do Sunday school. All right. Yes. Very good. Yes.
John 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Nice. That's a good color. Yes. Oh, boy.
The true God,
Wow, nice. I don't think I can do that one. That's very good. Okay. Yes, sir. Nice, very good. Whichever one. Oh, we got the tape too. Stuck on the tape. Okay. Yes. Very good. Nice, very good. Anybody else? Oh, wow. Okay. Emily. Nice. William. Nice, good job. Good work. Okay. Yes, sir.
There's somebody over there who would like to...
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. It's good to have help. Yes. Okay. Oh, nice. Okay, very good. I have other colors. You can trade. There is. You come on up and we'll get one up here, okay? Do you want to just open that and get one out? Did you have your hand up? Okay.
Psalm 139, verse 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
Oh Lord, you know my sitting, my rising up and my sitting down. You understand my thought afar off.
Very good.
I used to know more, but I forgot it.
What was it again? Psalm what?
Psalm 139, verses 1 and 2.
That's very nice. 139. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down sitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Very nice. Excellent. Well, boys and girls, if there's anybody who wants to do another verse later, you can come and see me. Yes. Did you have a verse?
In the beginning, God created the heavens and earth.
Oh, well done. Very good. And you know, do you know how much the Lord loves to hear you say those verses and to learn them? And do you know how much us older ones love to hear you do it? It is so encouraging and so nice to hear you all do that. And if anybody wants to come up after and say one to any of us, just do that and we'll have hopefully enough pencils for you. Okay. Did anybody have any other... Oh, I had one more question. Who knows the books of the Bible? Who is willing to stand right here with me and say them? Come on up. You see, this is so important, and we learned these so much when we were little. Okay, go ahead.
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 and 2 Samuel, 1 and 2 Kings, 1 and 2 Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Psalms, Solomon, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, Joel, Zebediah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, Corinthians, 1 and 2 Corinthians,
Galatians.
Galatians. Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians.
First, Second Peter, First, Second, Third John, Jude, and Revelation. Good work. Do you need two pencils? You know what? Here, no, hold on.
Oh, okay. It's got to be one that's not...
There you go. Now you have something to write in it. You can practice some more of the books of the Bible. Excellent. And you know, I don't want to get away from our story. It really doesn't, because you know, that's for the glory and honor of the Lord. He loves to hear you do that. He loves to hear you learn those things and to know them. And when somebody stands up here for Sunday school or anything else and they say, turn to this portion and can you read that verse? You know, you can turn to it right away and you can find it and you can read the verse and you can be so helpful. And you're not just helping the person standing up here, you're helping the Lord. You're doing work for the Lord and He loves it when we serve Him and do work for Him. We have time. Does anybody have... They want to do that books of the Bible too? Anybody else? Well, I got two girls here for sure. Three of them. Okay.
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 and 2 Samuel, 1 and 2 Kings, 1 and 2 Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Isaiah,
Ecclesiastes,
Song of Solomon, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk,
Zephaniah,
Haggai, Zechariah, think of Malachi, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1 and 2 Corinthians,
Galatians,
Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1 and 2 Thessalonians, Timothy.
Yeah, 1 and 2 Timothy.
Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1 and 2 Peter, 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, Jude, and Revelation.
Very good. Excellent. Nice work. Okay, who are the other ladies there that... Come on up. You know, I don't help a lot. You guys, you're doing really well. My children know that I don't help a lot with that.
Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 and 2 Samuel, 1 and 2 Kings, 1 and 2 Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1 and 2 Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians,
1 and 2
Thessalonians, 1 and 2 Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1 and 2 Peter, 1 and 2 and 3 John, Jude, Revelation.
Excellent. Very good. That is so good. There you go. Maloa?
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, 1 and 2nd
Samuel. 1 and 2nd Kings.
1 and 2nd Kings.
1 and 2nd Chronicles.
1 and 2nd Chronicles.
Ezra,
Nehemiah, Joshua,
Esther.
Esther, Job.
Psalms,
Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, Joel, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi.
New Testament.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1 and 2 Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1 and 2 Thessalonians, 1 and 2 Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1 and 2 3 John,
1 and 2 Peter,
1 and 2 Peter,
and then John, 1 and 2 3 John,
1 and 2 3 John,
Jude.
Very good. Excellent. Hold on.
Okay. Well, see, we are out of time. But I am so thankful for you children that would come up and do that. And I will just say that, you know, times haven't changed that much, like some might think it has. Because when I was a young boy doing that, growing up where I grew up, it always seemed like the girls outweighed the boys in those things back then, too. And I can remember Karen Roach and Melanie McCaver and these ones that would say all those things, and it would sure encourage guys like me to learn those things and get up and do it. So maybe next Sunday school time, if the Lord leaves us, some of you boys will be able to stand up and say the books of the Bible with the girls, too. All right, let's just pray.